Welcome to the Chrisman Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Chrisman. Topics on today's episode include the lock-in effect, my interview with Ali Cardi on carving a path in mortgage as a young person in the industry, and how world economies are inextricably linked with geopolitics.
Thanks to today's podcast sponsor, Calc. Given that rates are the highest they've been in decades, how can homeowners be convinced to move into a new home? With the trade and mortgage powered by Calc, homeowners can buy before they sell, make non-contingent offers, and tap their home equity to fund the down payment on their next home. The result? Lenders help their clients negotiate a lower purchase price, reduce their interest payments, and eliminate PMI.
The next time you dislike your life, remember it's all about perspective. I know someone who reads 2 to 3 books a week, works out twice a day, has no financial worries, and has people who want to have sex with him all the time. Yet he constantly complains how much he hates prison. Being locked up with a 3% loan on a home is misleading and certainly not imprisonment. In fact, people are indeed selling. Perhaps the lock-in effect is ebbing ahead of the summer purchase season. Some of it is geographical. Midlife crises are alive and well, as Miami is officially the city in which Gen Xers made up the largest share of potential homebuyers. I don't really know how a generation moved down to being only 14 years, but Gen Xers are those born from the mid-1960s to the late 1970s. For today's interview, I wanted to welcome to the show Ali Cardi to talk about carving a path in mortgage as a young person in the industry. Ali brings a new perspective to the real estate finance industry by collaborating closely with loan officers and sharing her findings, helping them refine strategies, develop personalized approaches, and ultimately build stronger relationships with Gen Z homeowners.
You took a new job starting last week. What is it? How is it? I see the excitement on your face here. The listeners can't see it, but tell us about it.
I am running Guild Mortgage's social media presence, both from a corporate standpoint and a boots on the ground standpoint. And if you know me and like what I've done or passionate about in the mortgage industry, it's right up my alley. So yes, I am very excited about it. I think there's a lot of opportunity and I've heard a lot of great things about the Guild leadership team. So I'm excited to get to know them better. Have you worked with Guild?
I've heard a lot of great things about Guild. They've been a client when I worked at MCT, Mortgage Capital Trading. They were a client. I've gone to some of their events. Very well run. Strong female leadership. We like that.
Yeah.
That's great. So congratulations on that.
You want to know a fun fact about it?
I would love nothing more.
So I took this role probably like 3 weeks ago, kind of like spur of the moment, just found the role online and like reached out to their hiring manager, was like, hey, I'd love to apply. It sounds like something I'd really like to try. And so long story short, they offer it to me like a week and a half later, something like that. And it was like the week that I was before I started and their CMO called me up, Adam O'Daniel. He's great. Anyone listening doesn't know him, definitely follow him. And he was like, hey, we do a mission trip every year, essentially, where I guess Academy used to do it, but now Academy is going to be doing it under Guild. And he offered me to go. And so I will be going to Ecuador this summer for 7 or 8 days doing content and just kind of working with a local community there. But something I never thought I'd get to do. And this job is going to allow me to do it. So it'll be very interesting. I'm not necessarily the most, you know, camper oriented young lady, but I will definitely learn a lot, you know?
It's based in San Diego. Are you going to be in California much? Are you in Nashville or traveling around? What's like the itinerary for you outside of Ecuador?
I will be in Nashville. I'm going to spend a lot of time in Charlotte. My dad lives there, so I have a place to stay, and that's where Adam and the rest of the marketing, well, and our videographer are. My direct boss, her name's Megan. She's not in Charlotte, but I will be a lot in North Carolina. I'd love to get out to San Diego now and then. But yeah, I'm going to be all over the place, but home base will still be Nashville.
I want to talk about your journey into mortgage, through mortgage. When did you first realize the industry could provide you a career that you would enjoy? And you were like, I can see myself doing this for a long time, not necessarily as a salesperson like my mom, but like carve my own path?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think probably just when I started posting on LinkedIn and there were people that like wanted to work with me and like had encouraging remarks. And I came from Oracle and that was just such a big company, and working there and then coming to a small company, it was fun, but it was like, I'm not meeting as many people as I'd like. And so I think, I mean, regardless, I knew going after what my parents had done, I would find some type of, you know, settlement here, but I didn't realize that I'd be as inspired and like excited about a career in mortgage. So yeah, LinkedIn, I think that just kind of jump on social media and the support that was there made me feel like, okay, I could really like meet a lot more people than I anticipated. But yeah, I think that would be like January of 2023, leaving IMB. But I mean, it's funny because I feel like your path in mortgage is a little bit different because your dad is like same name and just kind of a consultant in himself, and versus my mom has always been like on the sales side, I guess.
How's this most recent move to Guild help you with the journey that you want to have? Like, what do you ultimately want for Ali Cardi? Where do you want to go?
See, I get asked this way too often, and I'm just like,
I can say no.
I mean, I'm just saying like I made a commitment to myself this year that I'm going to just be where my feet are. And people keep asking me, you know, what do you want to do? And I think it's important to know, but I think this move to Guild was what I really want right now. Like I love Active Comply and what I built there, but I feel like to some degree, I kind of stopped learning about the things that I really wanted to learn. And I really was like more networking and salesy. And in this role, I really want to learn like metrics, SEO, like different parts of the marketing sphere that I never would have had the opportunity to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I would actually, and I had so much aversion to this when I was early on in my career. Originate, like you don't be an LO necessarily, but understanding the process of origination from your mom teaches you basically everything you need to know about mortgage. You don't feel like you've dove in and have seen all the different parts that interact throughout the loan cycle?
No, I've learned so much more just in the past. Like, obviously, I've been in the industry, but I just haven't been working with LOs one-on-one. But in order for me to actually understand, I think, what an LO like deals with on a daily basis, all that knowledge has come from meeting LOs and being like genuinely curious and being like, hey, what is an LE? Where does it go in the process? What does a document look like? What's a W-2 employee versus, you know, a self-employed? And those are things that just being around my mom, I never asked about.
We'll play a game and you can ask me the same question back. When Ali was like a young girl in school and they were like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What was your answer?
I wanted to be a country music singer.
And they heard your voice and said, get her out of here?
I mean, when I was older, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. And like, I love football. I love baseball. I wanted to be Aaron Andrews.
I wanted to be either the general manager of a sports team, because I was always really good at, like, at least in video game, making trades and like getting the team better and like figuring out the salary cap and those sorts of things. Or, and this is legit what I put on multiple applications, I wanted to be the president of NASCAR. I loved NASCAR growing up. I went to a bunch of races, which is so weird for someone from the Bay Area,
California.
Although there is a track out there, the Sonoma Raceway. And I thought I wanted to be president of NASCAR one day.
World economies may be inextricably linked with geopolitics, but investors are starting to shift attention away from conflicts in the Middle East, to say nothing of lapsed interest in Ukraine, to focus on corporate earnings and future Federal Reserve action. Without any further escalation between Iran and Israel following Israel's retaliatory strike on Iran last week, the overall narrative is that the U.S. economy remains strong, and Fed officials are in no rush to cut rates, at least until the fall. Some Fed watchers are even floating the possibility that the central bank might hike rates to reduce demand across a robust U.S. economy. In terms of economic data, highlights this week will be the new home sales report that is released later today, which is expected to come in up 1.2% on the month to a $670,000 annualized rate. Durable goods tomorrow, forecast coming up 2.5%. Durable goods tomorrow, forecast coming up 2.5%. And the Fed's favorite inflation index, personal consumption expenditures, on Friday, with the headline up 2.6% annualized and core up 2.7%. We learned yesterday that economic activity increased in March, according to the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. Today's economic calendar kicked off with Philadelphia Fed non-manufacturing for April, and later today brings Redbook same-store sales for the week ending April 20th, final April S&P global PMIs, new home sales for March, Richmond Fed surveys for April, and several Treasury auctions that will be headlined by $69 billion of two-year notes. We begin the day with agency MBS prices about unchanged from Monday evening, the 10-year yielding 4.62 after closing Monday at 4.62%, and the inverted yield curve continues with the 2-year at 4.99. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. Did you know that the government denied tax exemption for my church that believes Jesus spoke with a lisp? It was a real slap in the faith.
Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Calc. Given that rates are the highest they've been in decades, how can homeowners be convinced to move into a new home? With the trade mortgage powered by Calc, homeowners can buy before they sell, make non-contingent offers, and tap their home equity to fund the down payment on their next home. The result? Lenders help their clients negotiate a lower purchase price, reduce their interest payments, and eliminate PMI. If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.